A new abstract logo replaced the Philip Morris sign at corporate headquarters in New York today. The firm has been associated with the tobacco business for decades, but now the global tobacco, food, and beer conglomerate is officially the Altria Group. The name change is aimed at showing that the corporation is more than just a cigarette maker. Critics argue the corporation is looking for a less controversial image. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
After more than 100 years of bearing the name of a London tobacconist, Philip Morris Companies is going for a loftier moniker.
Altria Group, Inc.
Corporate Vice President Stephen Parrish.
Well, it comes from the Latin word altus, which means high or higher, and we thought one of the things that distinguishes our companies is always seeking to grow our businesses and reaching higher, and we thought that, along with our new logo, is a great way to represent what the company is all about.
The logo is a square of colorful mosaic blocks, he says represents the various brands that are made under the Altria name. Brands such as Oreos, Oscar Mayer, Tang, Maxwell House, and Miller Lite. But by far, Altria's most popular brand is the number one selling Marlboro cigarette. And that powerful association with its tobacco business was confusing, Parrish says.
To so many people around the world, Philip Morris means tobacco, and that obviously is a big part of our company, but it's not all. We are much more than a tobacco company.
Parrish says the new name better reflects the parent company's diverse holdings, including Kraft Foods, SAB Miller, Philip Morris USA, and Philip Morris International, which will all keep their individual names. The change to Altria is being greeted with cynicism by anti-smoking activists. Catherine Mulvey is executive director of the corporate watchdog group, InFact.
This is just the latest attempt by Philip Morris to clean up its corporate image, which is tarnished by the legacy of a corporation's leading role in promoting an addictive and deadly product.
InFact has spearheaded a boycott of Kraft Foods for the past 9 years, arguing that Philip Morris Companies, now Altria, was trying to hide behind the wholesome front of its food holdings. The company has had an image problem recently, as more and more juries find that cigarette makers conspired to hide the dangers of their product for decades.
Society's attitude towards the Philip Morris name has become more and more negative over the last few years.
Martin Feldman is a tobacco stock analyst with Merrill Lynch.
So I think this does, in some respects, take the parent corporation and remove this very emotional name, Philip Morris, from it and perhaps leaves it with an entirely neutral name. And this neutral name comes without the baggage that Philip Morris clearly has.
Feldman says the name change can't hurt, but he's not so sure it will really help either because he says the name really doesn't mean anything. The Altria Group will still be traded on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol MO. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.